So part of self-development includes learning a lot about yourself and the things that you're trying to, improve or focus on accomplishing. And so I had to look a little bit today into Aristotle and who he is. Now, he's considered one of the greatest philosophers who ever lived and the first genuine scientist in history. He's, made contributions to fields of philosophy and science. He invented the field of formal logic. And he identified various scientific disciplines and explored their relationships to each other. Now, one thing that stood out to me was rhetoric. And that includes the three pieces of it, which are ethos, pathos, and logos, I believe. Now, the reason this stands out to me is because the Coffee Break Show and what I discuss on here, Coffee, Career, and Confidence, self-development, leveling up, improving on yourself and your skills. If you talk about rhetoric, obviously now knowing more about basically who helped identify those three traits and how they can lead to better arguments, storytelling, proving things in the scientific field, and everything else, right? It kind of explains and fascinates me. Both of these things I'll talk about because I first learned about rhetoric in college. I think it was my freshman year, and it was in my English writing course. I remember I had to write like a 12-page essay about something, and I did it, right? I'd never written such a long paper in my life. I did it, and it sounded really good. And I remember the main focus was whatever your story was, whatever your argument was, whatever your essay was about, to present it using rhetoric. Now, seeing this years later, we're in 2024 now, seeing this years later and having to Google someone like Aristotle and figuring out what he contributed and why he's, renowned as a philosopher and scientist from such a long time ago, it makes sense why he is, right? But also, it kind of gives me a better understanding of the world and how it works. Basically, what I'm saying is, a lot of times, whether you're someone who's, focusing on self-development, content creator, a business owner, or even just trying to stand out from the crowd in your schoolwork, your career, in life in general, right? There are a few things that you don't need to necessarily change or invent or reinvent. Like how they say, don't reinvent the wheel. Rhetoric is definitely one of those. And I think it's important that you learn about it. I won't really dive into like what it is and how to use it and all that, but just basically why I use it, right? I'm not teaching rhetoric is what I mean. Because it will help improve your life, your discipline, and also just your overall experience of everything. And I'll elaborate on that. Real quick, if you're new to the podcast, this is the Coffee Break Show. I'm Jorge Padilla. We talk all about coffee, career, and confidence. I know I switched up the template a little bit. Instead of talking about coffee right off the bat, I'm diving into like a good meaty part of the episode and the topic for the episode. But yeah, if you're new to the podcast, welcome. I hope you enjoy the content and gain as much value out of it as, as much that I gain out of making these episodes for you, the listener. And if you've been supporting the podcast, The Coffee Break Show, and it's made an impact on you in your life, or you've shared it with someone who's also had that impact on them, welcome back. Thank you for the support. I truly appreciate it. We do have listeners now from all around the world, which is really, really incredible thing. And it's not because I'm getting popular, but because it's a community, again, that I'm building with the main focus being self-development. Oh, and coffee. That's it. I did have my cup of coffee today. It was delicious. My wife got me a new green thermos. It's awesome. I'll have to post a picture, and I'll link those social media pages so you can put a face to the name. Moving on. Yes, so rhetoric. Whether you're a content creator, business owner, storyteller, student, whatever it is, right? Rhetoric can really help you in the way you articulate yourself, the way you create ideas or think of just things in life. Now, the reason that rhetoric is so important in your everyday life, especially when you talk about things like self-development, if you're someone who's consuming this type of content and you're learning or hoping to write, level up, there's a few things you want to make sure that you know and understand or gain aside from the value from the person who's delivering the message and the content that you're consuming as you focus on self-improvement. And these can be things like their level of expertise and experience, their age, the way they present themselves as someone that you can relate to or look up to in the field of study or your career or your profession, or even just overall as someone who focuses on talking about things like self-development. And this comes in many shapes and forms. It could be someone who's dressed like your age, someone who's dressed like a little older. Maybe they wear slacks and a sport coat. Maybe they wear a hat backwards and they wear baggy shirts. Maybe they play the same sports that you have similar upbringings, whatever it is, right? There's something that they do or that they are that draws you in, along with the way that they present the information and also what they discuss. Let me give you an example. Let's say I'm a 50-year-old male. I'm wearing a sports coat, slacks, and a tie on my podcast episodes. I sit at a desk. You may not see the mics on the screen. It's just me. I have my hair combed to the side and, proper haircut, shaved beard and everything. And I start my episode with, here's why millennials aren't making enough money today. That's going to gain attention from someone based on that hook. But also, as a viewer, if you see me at that, with that description I gave you, if you're younger than me, you might see me as, they don't know what they're talking about. Or maybe they do because they have more experience because of their age and the way they're dressed and presenting themselves. Or if you're someone who's older than me, you might be like, yeah, that I agree with that 100%. This is why millennials aren't, whatever. Now, if you change that and I deliver that same message, but I'm wearing regular clothes like jeans, a backwards cap, and I'm in my 30s or 40s, then it's like, what are you talking about? You're one of us. You're not even old enough to really know what you're talking about. Or maybe you're kind of old enough, but not really. And also the way you're dressed and presenting this is like, who are you talking about this subject? And I know this isn't always the case, but if you're talking about things like rhetoric, which again is a focus on pathos, ethos, and logo, logo could be something like the way I look. Ethos could be like the way I'm feeling and presenting information. And also pathos, right, along with the numbers or like the facts or data I'm presenting to you. Those three things play a huge role in the way you present information and the way it's interpreted. Whether or not you admit it, whether or not you want to. That's just the way the world works. And this isn't to say that you can't talk about what you want, when you want, and how you want. But if you notice, and you can do this on all social media and the news outlets as well, the way things are presented in the form of, facts or not, maybe it's just a story or hook you in, whatever it is, when they're done well, you'll notice that those three things, those three traits are there and they're satisfied appropriately. When they aren't, the message is still delivered, but it kind of misses its mark. It doesn't leave an impact as much as the person presenting it wants it to or thinks that it might. Again, this isn't to say what you need to talk about and how you need to talk about or dress up, nothing like that. These are just things that are relevant to the way that it can be interpreted right from the beginning. Basically, like the chance to even talk about it and be taken serious or be able to have your whole entire message heard. So if nothing else from this episode, and again, I'm not teaching like what rhetoric is. I'm not doing such a deep dive into it. But I am, talking to you about it because it is something that's going to help you out, whether you're looking to level up in your own life, in your career, your discipline. By discipline, I mean like what your field of study or your career is, right? Like what you actually do. But also even in things like the way you communicate with others, the way you debate or argue with someone else or present information, an argument, a reason, a proposal, even at a business meeting or at work meeting, or even in an interview. the way you present these things and bring them to the table, to the video, to the content, to the business, will greatly impact your chances of succeeding. This means more money, better pay, better positions, better sales, better relationships, better health for you, better environments for you and your loved ones. Everything. And I get it. Maybe you feel like I'm overselling. What is rhetoric? Just look it up. There's a bunch of videos on it already. But I promise you, if nothing else, from this episode, I hope that you gain that inside knowledge that rhetoric exists. Whether we want to admit it or not, it makes such an impact on everything that we do and interact with. And that it's been around, at least like, you know, like in a formal manner, since this dude Aristotle in old Greek in like 300 something BC. So yeah, don't reinvent the wheel. Use rhetoric. Look it up. And I promise you, you'll be leveling up a lot with more structure, I should say. With more structure. And possibly speeding up those processes for you as well. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the episode. It's Coffee Break Show. Again, I'm Jorge Padilla. Until next one. Peace.